And the news coming through earlier this week from Prime Minister Scott Morrison, international borders not opening in April, they're opening in 12 days' time. To chat about it, we've got the Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsay. Rowan, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Keith. Good to be with you.
International borders opening much more quickly than anticipated. Was this expected, or did this happen a lot more quickly than pretty much anybody thought it would?
Well, I don't know that I was expecting it on that day. I mean, certainly there's been a lot of push for a long time from a lot of people to say, well, we need to get our borders back open, and Scott Morrison's been quite keen on doing so. Obviously, we've got to deal with the state through all these issues, and been decided it will go for February 21. This will be for visa holders, and pretty much everyone will need a visa. New Zealanders will be able to fill it out on arrival, I think, but pretty much everyone else will have to fill it out before they leave, get a visa, because they will have to tick a box to say they're fully vaccinated to get into Australia. And so we certainly don't want people coming out here and then turning them around and sitting home again because they're not vaccinated. So that's the way that will happen. So I think it's a bit of a green light. I mean, our friends in the tourism industry have been really struggling.
And that's important. Before I get on to the tourism issue of it, you did mention the visa holders, because there are some nations that don't require Australians to have a visa to visit, but foreign visitors will need to apply for the visa in order to enter Australia. It's not just hop on the plane and just pass the quick security scan.
No, that is my understanding, and this may be a temporary arrangement. Hopefully we can get back to normal, but my understanding is you will need a visa to get in, and that the purpose of that is that you have to verify on that visa that you're fully vaccinated, because you can see the obvious problem with arriving and finding out, well, I didn't know I had to be fully vaccinated, or why didn't you tell me when I bought my ticket?
I have absolutely no vac idea what you're talking about there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No, well, we don't want that to happen, whatever happened with Djokovic, but we certainly need to be quite transparent about this. The story is, if you want to come to Australia and you're not Australian, you need to be fully vaccinated. If you're Australian, you can come home, of course. But if you're not fully vaccinated, you'll have to do, I think it's 14 days quarantine.
Speaking this morning with Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsay, about the international border reopening happening on the 21st of February. And as you say, particularly on the Eyre Peninsula and in regional South Australia, a lot of internationally focused tourist businesses have really struggled, and this is going to be a real boon for them.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think, you know, local tourist agents will get a bit of a kick out of this, because people will be wanting to book tours, local tours and all that kind of thing. I think it's also a signal. We talked about it in the party room. A lot of people believe it's time we've got the tourist chips going again. And the PM said, well, we're working on that, but we need a state to say, well, we're happy to take the ships in. Now, my understanding is around the world, the shipping, tourist ships have restarted pretty successfully. In fact, I think their infection rates are lower than the mainland in many cases. So it would seem that if they've got good protocols in place, we should be actively engaging and getting that industry going as well. But of course, this won't be just tourists either. I mean, this will be the green light to get the international students back. It'll be green light to get ag workers and all those, the backpackers in. I mean, Scott Morrison has already been out there, and we've got a short-term deal that will refund all of your application fees for backpackers to come to Australia. I think that runs to the end of February at the moment, but we really want to get these people back into Australia. We are struggling. A lot of talk in Parliament about our jobless rate, 4.2%, and Treasury is very confident that we are heading below 3%. I can barely find a business in Grey that is not looking for more workers. Everybody's screaming out for not just skilled workers, all workers at the moment. So we need to try and keep this economic miracle recovery, almost, you would have to talk about at the moment. And we don't want to starve it of a workforce and then cause issues down the track for us. So while we're revved up, let's keep the thing revving along, and all these people we can get into Australia now safely. With our vaccination rates up 93% plus, and the latest vaccine, Moderna is just becoming available, and we think a few people have been hanging back on that particular vaccine. I think that arrived from Singapore last night. I saw in the news there somewhere. And, of course, keep pushing people to get that booster dose. So we are as prepared now as we can ever be to deal with this pandemic. So it comes to a point where, well, how long are you going to shut it out for when you can't prepare yourself any better? One day or another, you've got to open up the door. It will come in. So we're fully vaxxed up, as close probably as we're going to get. So let's get it on and get it done with. And I think it will be an interesting comparison now to see what happens in Western Australia, where they've kept the doors shut longer and kept the pandemic out longer, but their numbers are creeping up, and just what happens there as a result of, you know, that different policy, if you like, and that they were free to do whatever they like. But it will be interesting to see how that unfolds now, I think.
And just finally, Rowan, with the return of the foreign visitors to Australia, is the federal government anticipating a rush on returning visitors, or just a steadier flow over time?
Look, the way tourism has picked up overseas, you tend to think there will be a bit of a surge, but I think it'll be quite some time before we get back to the previous numbers. And particularly, a lot of our tourists were coming from China before. I think that's a little less likely at the moment for a whole host of reasons, without going into detail on that. So I think it'll be a while picking up, and I think it'll be swings and roundabouts, because there'll be more Australians starting to venture overseas that have been spending their tourist dollars back home. But anything that looks more towards normal than not, I think, is going to be good for us, and I expect those numbers to return in the longer term, or the medium to longer term. But at this stage, any number coming in would be a great assistance to those industries that rely, in some cases, entirely on them.
Certainly looking forward to those tourist businesses getting that boost as the visitors do return. Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be talking with you, Keith. All the best.